From CBS News Bay Area, this is the Afternoon Edition.
Right now in the Afternoon Edition of First Alert Weather Day, strong storms packing an icy punch as hail falls in San Francisco. Good afternoon, I'm Ryan Yamamoto. This latest system bringing more dangers and knocking down more trees. Scary moments for a driver in Daly City when this tree on 280 fell right on top of their Tesla. It came crashing down right before 10 this morning. Crews cleared the tree and had to block the right lanes to do it. Fortunately, the driver only had minor injuries and was actually able to drive away from it all. In San Francisco's Bernal Heights, this tree came crashing down on Folsom Street. This was between Ripley Street and Bernal Heights Boulevard. Drivers should avoid that area while crews work to clear it. And pockets of heavy rain are hitting all across the Bay Area today. This rain falling fast in San Francisco and Castro Valley. Drivers had to slow down because of those slick roads. No major issues, though, just some water collecting on the roadside. And it's not just rain, but also hail. And snow is also coming down to the Bay Area. This is a time lapse from this morning from our Mount Diablo camera. The ground just blanketed with that fresh coating of snow. So let's get the First Alert meteorologist Jessica Birch. At least down here in San Francisco, you had like these bursts. So one minute it was nice and calm, and next minute it's just coming down.
And it's really that hit or miss setup as we head into the next couple hours that we're going to continue to see. I mean, earlier this morning, my friends were posting hail down in Castro area. To add to that, people in Mission were seeing it too. And then it was sunny, or not sunny necessarily, but it was lighter for a little bit with light clouds. And this has been the trend all morning long. We've been seeing these little pockets of storms really sweep up as this area of low pressure just offshore is wringing out the last of its moisture. So this is what we're dealing with right now in our First Alert Doppler. Light showers anywhere from Sonoma down south into Novato, but these are light. You see some heavier pockets just north of Vallejo right now as we speak. And to add to that, as we head more south near Oakland, just as you head a little bit more south on that highway close to Hayward, that's where we're seeing some heavy pockets too. Same trend even over in Livermore. And like we just mentioned, we're also seeing a little bit of snow too up in Mount Diablo. That light purple color just in the peak of it where the elevations are at its max, that's where we're currently seeing some snow falling. And it's beautiful out there. It's gorgeous right now up in the snowier areas. Of course, it's been kind of chaotic down here where we're closer to sea level and we've been dealing with such active weather all morning and all last night too. Current temperatures throughout the Bay Area mostly sitting in the 40s and low 50s. That's as warm as it's going to get really today. Low 50s in the forecast this afternoon. Thunderstorms are likely. That is the reason why we have called a First Alert Weather Day. We can continue to see hail. We're going to see lightning and thunder, of course, too, throughout the afternoon hours and some gusty winds at time. Of course, once we extend into the next couple days, we have big changes in the forecast. Starting Thursday, heading into Friday, that's when we're going to finally catch a breath of fresh air and see some sunshine in the forecast. But for now, we still have low 50s and plenty of rain to go around. We'll time that out for you coming up, but for now, over to you, Ryan.
All right, thanks, Jess. In Menlo Park, a tree came right down between two homes, damaging them both. But as Justin Andrews reports, it could have been a whole lot worse.
As you can see behind me, cleanup is underway here in this Menlo Park neighborhood. This after a tree came crashing down, and neighbors tell me the tree was relatively healthy. Right now, crews are working to remove this tree from the roof. Obviously, it damaged two homes during yesterday's storm. Tree removal crews are here to clear all of the branches. Just think about this, though, and how scary it probably was for one of the homeowners who was inside his home when this tree came crashing down yesterday around 3:30 in the afternoon. Ed Duty owns one of the homes here, and he says that the roots of the tree lifted his garage about a foot and a half off of its foundation. He's been living here for almost 40 years. He told us that the tree actually fell slowly while he was inside. He says the tree is about 100 years old and looked healthy. His home and the neighbors have been red tagged at this point, and he says he's glad that he's not hurt. His neighbors next door are not hurt either, so that's the good news. But with the ground being super saturated by the rain and the systems we've been getting in the Bay Area for quite a while now, arborists say that we could see even more trees take a tumble.
Yeah, well, it's not so much what we're doing wrong as what the conditions are that have set us up for this. Mm-hmm. You know, 3 years of extreme drought have stressed trees across California and certainly in San Francisco. Then we had months of rain loosening up that soil. You combine that with high winds, it's tough even for a strong tree to survive.
Right now, tree removal crews are here working to move all of the brush, but after they leave, we're told the insurance adjusters will probably come out to give an estimate on exactly how much damage this caused. in Menlo Park. Back to you.
In the meantime, in Santa Cruz, Highway 9 is closed in several spots, including where this mudslide is near Saratoga. Caltrans is out doing slope repair work and trying to get that mud off the highway. In Contra Costa County, people in Point Richmond are hoping this is the last of the big rain. 15 homes were evacuated back in January because of the risk of this mudslide behind me. But Katie Nielsen reports the threat could remain long after the storms are gone.
This is one of the areas of concern in Point Richmond. You can actually hear the rain hitting all of this plastic sheeting, and then you can see the water coming out of these drain pipes. And for residents who live directly across the street, it's been a nerve-wracking time.
Ooh, that's another one over there.
Mary Lou Clark sees the damaged hillside every time she opens her front door.
It's not doing too bad in this storm.
She and her husband Lance have lived in their home on Seaview Drive since 2008, but were forced to evacuate for 24 days at the beginning of January after massive cracks appeared at the top of the hillside, a possible warning sign of a dangerous slide about to happen.
The tension at the beginning was pretty tough, but as it wore on and nothing happened, it was a relief. We were pleased that they actually did that work.
The landowners hired contractors to cover the hillside with tarps and install temporary drainage systems to prevent more water from soaking into the ground, all to reduce the risk of a future slide. And in other places around the bay, the ground is still moving.
That tells you that there's elevated soil moisture that could lead to an instability.
Jeremy Lancaster is a geologist with the California Department of Conservation and says the risks of debris flow and shallow slides are highest during and immediately after strong storms. But the risk of deeper landslides can last for weeks or even months.
It takes a long time for the water to percolate through the soil down into the rock, you know, 50, 100 feet down into the hill slope. But we've seen deep-seated landslides occurring sometimes a couple months after the last rainfall.
For Point Richmond residents like Mary Lou, the threat of a mudslide still looms large, literally right out the front door. But the views of the bay out the back make it all worth it.
So we didn't want to leave.
There is still a significant amount of stabilization work that needs to happen here in Point Richmond. And while the tarps and plastic pipes offer a temporary solution, the permanent fix can't begin until the rains end.
Governor Gavin Newsom seeking federal disaster aid for counties in California that have been hit hard by recent storms. He asked President Biden to declare a major disaster for communities, including Pajaro. Nearly 2,000 people were evacuated from the Monterey County town after a levee broke, flooding that area. And victims of Pajaro flood, they can now apply for help and assistance. A center opened this morning at the Veterans Memorial Hall in Watsonville. It will be open through April 7th to help people apply for aid or replace lost records. And stay with us for this First Alert Weather Day and this coverage that we have today. You can find us anytime on KPIX.com. We're streaming on the CBS News Bay Area app.